Police, Sergeant O'Flaherty.
I'd like to report someone picking on me.
Can you give me a description of the perpetrator?
Well, I've never actually seen him.
Come again?
He's invisible, but he's been picking on me, all right? He let me get a traffic ticket on the way home, even though I was really in a hurry. He doesn't stop my teenager from treating me like dirt. And I told him I was coming down with this nasty case of the sniffles, but did he stop it? No.
Uh-huh. And does this bully have a name?
Yes, God.
Sir, a lot of people feel God is picking on them, and I'll tell you what I tell them.
What's that?
Listen carefully to today's edition of Grace Walk.
Have you ever been in the middle of a trial and wondered, what did I do to deserve this? Well, author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh says the answer might surprise you.
The thing that we do to get into trouble is we get born. Did you know the Bible says in Job 5:7, man is born for trouble as the sparks fly upward? In another place, Job said it like this, man who is born of woman is short-lived and full of turmoil. Don't think when trouble comes into your life that God is somehow picking on you. It just goes with the territory when we're born onto planet Earth. The good news of the gospel is this, though. By virtue of the life of Jesus Christ in the believer, we can overcome our circumstances. Jesus said it like this in John 16:33, in the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. No matter what our circumstances are, in Jesus Christ, we can have victory. All we need to do is just trust in Him.
Learn to live above your circumstances. Call Grace Walk at 1-800-GRACE-11 and ask for a copy of Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, Living and Loving It. That's 1-800-472-2311 or visit our website at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.